With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Native Americans in South Dakota are disproportionately affected by COVID-19. But the state secretary of tribal relations says the virus is not the biggest healthcare issue tribes are facing. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Secretary David Flute is a member of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate and is part of Governor Kristi Noem's administration. He told the Sioux Falls Downtown Rotary Club that his office has received complaints from tribal citizens about lockdowns and checkpoints related to the pandemic. He says the methamphetamine problem is the biggest healthcare crisis tribal nations in the state are facing.
It doesn't make sense to me as a former chairman that when we have a drug problem, you won't set up checkpoints to check people coming into the reservation for drugs. And that's what's really hurting our Indian people today. The pandemic we're gonna get over this.
Former Secretary of Tribal Relations J.R. LaPlante is a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He now serves as Director of Tribal Relations for Avera Health. He says reservation communities have had to refer COVID patients to larger health systems as infection rates increase.
I've heard that they have even referred patients as far as Denver, Colorado, because we just don't have the beds.
Native Americans account for about 9% of the state's population. Department of Health data shows they account for 20% of the state's total COVID hospitalizations since March. It's unclear if that includes out-of-state transfers. LaPlante says tribes are well aware of the threat meth poses to their communities.
It doesn't take away from the fact that COVID is a clear and imminent danger to the health and welfare and livelihood and lives of tribal members.
Both LaPlante and Secretary Flute agree that tribes have the legal right to enact their own laws and ordinances related to the pandemic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Backers of a voter-approved cannabis reform package claim a lawsuit against their initiative was brought too late. That's according to the answer filed in the suit brought by Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome and South Dakota Highway Patrol Colonel Rick Miller. The suit claims Amendment A was improperly ratified by voters. The answer was filed by Brendan Johnson, who is the president of South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws. The answer filed Monday in Hughes County Court also states Tome and Miller failed to allege any irregularity in the election process. It also says Tome and Miller lack standing to bring the election contest in their official capacities. Tome and Miller say Constitutional Amendment A improperly adds a new article to the state constitution, and state constitutional amendments can only amend current articles already in the state constitution. Last week, South Dakota's Assistant Attorney General Grant Flynn asked the courts to dismiss the lawsuit, saying the contestants failed to allege irregularities of voter suppression. Game, Fish, and Parks officials say deer in Zeebaugh County have tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The fatal brain disease is largely found in deer, elk, and moose. Chronic wasting disease is now evident in deer from 15 counties in the central and western parts of the state. Chad Switzer is a wildlife program administrator with GF&P. He says the disease shows up at least a year after the animal contracts it.
They might show, loss of muscle control, a little change in their behavior. They might have droopy ears. They might have, salivation, increased drinking, and, just some odd, unusual behaviors.
Switzer asks hunters in affected areas to follow regulations that will help reduce the spread of CWD.
We want to ensure that any of those carcass parts that come outside of an endemic area into an area where we have not detected CWD, we want to ensure, and the regulations imply this, that those carcass remains have to be disposed of either with your waste management provider in your garbage container at your home, if they're an allowable item with that company, or they have to be delivered to a permitted landfill.
Switzer says eating venison from CWD areas is not recommended if the animal tests positive. Hunters who aren't sure whether their deer is infected are encouraged to contact the Game, Fish, and Parks Department. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.